the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, October the 4th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. U.S. senators expected to get the FBI Kavanaugh report this morning. Also on the Thursday rundown, census numbers show the number of uninsured is on the rise in Connecticut. And what does it take to make a great stream? Topping our news, senators will be able to start reading the FBI investigation summaries into President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this morning. That according to CNN. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley expected to read the summaries first, followed by the top Democrat on the committee, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. CNN adds the White House expects to receive the results of the FBI background check soon. An estimated 21,000 more Connecticut residents lacked health insurance in 2017 than in the year before. That's according to a new report.
The report from Connecticut Voices for Children analyzes newly released data from the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. Rachel Silberman, economic and fiscal policy fellow with Connecticut Voices, says the rise in the number of the uninsured appears to have been due to actions taken by the state legislature in the summer of 2015.
We believe the primary cause was budget cuts, which led to 11,000 parents losing access to Husky A, which is Medicaid for children, parents, and pregnant women.
She adds that when parents lose their health insurance, their children often end up uninsured as well, even if they are eligible for coverage. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Other recommendations include restoring the earned income tax credit to 30% of the federal level and implementing paid family leave. Employees of McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and other fast food chains in Chicago will be walking the picket lines today. That's in a continued push for better pay. Here's Mary Sherman.
They'll be joined by service workers at airports, childcare centers, colleges, and hospitals in the Fight for 15 movement. Adriana Alvarez has worked at the same Chicago McDonald's for 8 years and says union representation and earning $15 an hour would be life-changing for her and her son.
I wouldn't have to live paycheck to paycheck. If my son needs something, I can get it when he needs it. And right now I don't have sick days. If he gets sick, I have to miss out on those wages. And I'm already barely making it. If I lose a day, it's very hurtful.
While just 1 in 10 workers in the U.S. belong to a union, a recent MIT survey found that if given the opportunity, nearly half of non-unionized workers would join a union. Strikes also are expected today in several other states, including Michigan and Wisconsin.
Arguing it would hurt business and jobs, Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a bill last year that would have made Illinois the third state to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And the future of food stamps and the stalled 2018 Farm Bill has dominated news headlines, but Midwest farmers and ranchers are equally concerned about what will happen if conservation programs are not renewed. Ross Brown reports.
Programs in jeopardy include the Federal Conservation Reserve Program, which pays landowners to enroll some of their land, providing they plant and maintain grass or other wildlife habitat. The program is in limbo after a U.S. Senate and House Conference Committee failed to agree on a final version of a new farm bill. Dave Nompson with the conservation organization Pheasants Forever says the voluntary program has protected fragile or marginal croplands for more than 30 years.
Farmers are getting a lot smarter at putting a pencil to a paper and really taking a look as to what's the best use of those lands. And that means more lands are probably better off longer term in some type of a conservation program.
Government officials say current CRP contracts will not be affected by expiration of the farm bill, but no new lands will be enrolled until a new bill is passed or the old bill is extended.
And finally, Eric Tegenhoff reports folks in Wisconsin getting their feet wet to find out more about their local streams.
The Water Action Volunteer Stream Monitoring Program is training people across the Badger State to become citizen scientists by measuring their local body of water. About 40 miles west of Madison, local residents gather once a month at the Cates Family Farm and measure factors including the pH, speed, and turbidity or cloudiness of nearby Lowry Creek. Dick Cates, a retired University of Wisconsin professor who now helps on the farm, says the program helps locals analyze the health of the creek and, by extension, their own farming practices.
We're also proud of our Lowry Creek, and we practice conservation activities along the stream, and we really want to be assured that we're keeping the water quality high, and we don't mind sharing that with the bigger world.
Water Action Volunteers, also known as WAVE, is a partnership between the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and University of Wisconsin Cooperative Extension. DNR is gathering the data WAVE collects. The program on the Cates property began in May, and trainees still are learning about the markers of a healthy stream. Margaret Crome is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, which helped organize the training at the Cates family farm. She says one way to think about a healthy stream is to imagine what a trout would need to be happy in it.
If you think of yourself as a trout, you will instinctively know that you want cold, clear, clean water. And the things that a trout wants are the things we test for.
WAVE trainees also are learning about the distant effects of stream health. Daniel Marquardt is a retired engineer and local farmer.
It made us intensely aware of the impacts of nutrients, especially, that get into our streams and then the Mississippi River and then the Gulf of Mexico.
This summer, a fisherman from the Gulf of Mexico came to the area to talk about how excessive nutrient application on Wisconsin farms can create dead zones, like they have in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.